Roland
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Hope all is well with you. Huge wins for Senator Bernie Sanders over the weekend. And so congrats to him. The race still goes on. And, of course, there's madness on the GOP side. But this morning, there's some madness coming out of Brooklyn. Tom, you remember the case of Akai Gurley, the young man who was shot and killed by an officer, Peter Leong, in a darkened stairwell. Well, a jury convicted that cop in Gurley's murder. Well, guess what happened? Now the Brooklyn DA, Ken Thompson, an African-American who was praised for prosecuting Leong, now is suggesting that he should not go to prison. He should get 500 hours of community service, 6 months of home confinement. This has angered the Gurley family. Joining us right now is Tamika Mallory with the New York Justice League. Tamika, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, Roland.
This is stunning. First of all, there were so many people who were shocked that you actually had a prosecutor, a DA, charge an officer in the death of someone. But to all of a sudden to have this black DA come out and say, give a recommendation to the judge that he should not go to prison, he should get 6 month home confinement, and to suggest that, well, he's not a danger to the public, that he didn't have any intent to kill, he shouldn't go to jail. Folks are not happy in New York.
Absolutely not. Certainly it is a miscarriage of justice, and I have had a conversation with the DA about this, as many have directly, and let him know that we are completely floored by the fact that this has happened. And, you know, in fact, the Daily News reported that some of the jurors have even said they don't even understand why they convicted someone if they weren't going to get justice in the end. And you know, I think that I don't know exactly what happened with DA, with Ken Thompson, who we have supported over many, many years. And, you know, for him to do this, we have found it to just really be incredible and really just offensive to the community.
Tamika, there was no warning that he was going to do this?
No, there was no warning. I mean, we believe that the reason why he seeked an indictment and was able to get a conviction was because he shared the sentiment that this officer needed to do jail time and needed to pay fully for killing Akai Gurley. And when we talk about the fact that he was, you know, in this staircase, wasn't necessarily intending to kill anyone, he also wasn't intending to help him live because he was not, did not try to administer CPR. He also made a phone call to his union delegate instead of calling 911 to get an officer there to take care, I mean, to get 911 and emergency there to take care of Akai Gurley.
And in fact, during the trial, the NYPD, they even testified. He tried to suggest that the gun accidentally went off. NYPD's own investigator said that was not the case. The department pretty much was against this guy. And what you have here is you have various Chinese activists there in New York who said, wait a minute, this cop was hung out to the dry by the department as well as the union, Tamika.
Well, absolutely. And the Asian community also tried to say that, you know, somehow, because he was an Asian man, you know, this happened to him, and it has not been happening to white officers. And I said that, you know, that's true. It could be true. But that is to assume that officers should all have the same immunity to kill black folks. Like, that is, so we can't accept that, because the bottom line is that what Ken Thompson did in the beginning, which was to ensure that this officer was indicted and convicted, that is what we want to see happen, regardless of what color the officer may be. There is a blue wall of arrogance as it relates to killing people of color. It doesn't matter whether or not the officer is black, white, green, or any other color. We want to see convictions, and we want to see people serve time, just as Ray Ray would have had to serve time if he was in that staircase and killed someone by accident, quote unquote.
There was a juror that was noted in one of the articles said that his own father had served more than 7 years in prison for accidentally shooting a friend. That was a juror of this policeman. And so that, as you say, Ray Ray would have done more time than this police officer. So is there going to be an investigation into the investigation?
That's funny. I don't know about an investigation into the investigation, but I do know that groups like the New York Justice League and other groups have been out there, Charles Barron out in Brooklyn, an assemblyman, and the family, and they have been saying that we will continue to call for justice. You know, the hearing, the judge does not have to accept what Ken Thompson has suggested. However, we believe that he probably will. But we will be out there continuing to push the judge to do the right thing in this matter. And I mean, really, if you want to talk about the real issue here, it speaks to exactly why we've been calling for independent prosecutors, because we cannot feel confident in this system that all that the officers and the district attorneys and everyone who is working together behind closed doors would do the right thing for the community. We believe in Ken. We believe that Ken Thompson wants to do the right thing, but I'm not sure how this whole piece fell apart, and it certainly is disheartening to the community.
And, of course, the judge does not have to follow the recommendation of the DA, and there's no doubt these protests in hearing from the family will have an impact on what the judge decides, and so we'll be watching this. And, Tamika, you did say you've talked to Thompson since this came to light?
I certainly did. He called, you know, many of the leaders in the community right after he sent his recommendation to the
judge. What did he say?
He basically explained exactly what you said, that you don't put people in, you know, you put people in jail when you believe that they are going to be, you know, unsafe for society, you know, that the officer has, in fact, received, you know, he's a convicted felon, he's lost his job, and that he believes that this time is adequate.
Sounds like Ken got a phone call.
Possibly.
Tamika Mallory, New York Justice League. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
And what a phone call it was, too.
No kidding.
Man.
If that was me and you, Tom, trust me. We going to jail.
And I would testify for that.
Oh, see, look at it.
Wow.
You.